Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. This is episode 1,368 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And we have not one, but two players we're going to kind of build the majority of today's episode around. We're going to be talking a lot of DeMarcus Robinson, new wide receiver added to the 49ers, and Trey Brown, new cornerback. Again, everybody keeps talking offense, defensive line. 49ers don't want anything to do with that. Instead, it is all off-ball players that have been added so far. Now it's early, relatively. Today is actually the first league official day of the 2025 season. But now you're, Monday, Tuesday, we're Wednesday. We're recording this right at noon on Wednesday, Pacific time. You're 3 days into free agency. These are really the only two major contributors that I think they have signed thus far. So we're going to dive into everything that there is to know about both of these players. That's what we got on the agenda today. Now, the second half of the show usually goes a little crazy based on the chat. And shout out to my man Invader. I saw he posted some stuff on Twitter. And John Feliciano talking Jake Brendel. Where I'm going to star those conversations and I'm going to roll those to the second half of the show. So we are going to get to those. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. And my man, Phil, gosh, Phil's such a good dude. Appreciate the super chat and your generosity, my brother. He says, I know this is a bit off topic with all the shedding. I like that word, shedding, of real talent by the 49ers. Why hasn't Jake Brendel been traded? Nobody's trading for Jake Brendel. Maybe we got to start with the Jake Brendel conversation after the super chat. Nobody is trading for Jake Brendel. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants a 33-year-old guy that can only play for 2 seconds a play and just stops and watches his brothers fight and quits every single play. Now, is Jake Brendel all bad? No. He's tough as hell. He plays through injuries. He gets the calls right most of the time on the line calls. But he just quits every single play early. Every single play. He clocks out. You know that guy that just clocks out early every single day? That's Jake Brendel every single play. But back to your question, why is it being traded? Nobody's trading for that. Nobody's trading for Jake Brendel. Given his durability and football intelligence, he should bring a good price. Nah, I just don't see it. And, you know, I brought up the contract on yesterday's show. He has a $3 million option April 1st. And, man, I wanted so bad to go get somebody to kind of compete. Now, maybe that's Matt Hennessy. Maybe that's Nick Sekel. Maybe that's Drake Nugent. I just don't see it. And I just don't see it. So let's get through some of these questions. Why not? Let's do it. Phil, you want to have the Jake Brindle talk? We'll have the Jake Brindle talk. From Icon, he says, better question. John Chapman does not like Brindle, but the 49ers and many other coaches and GMs disagree. Well, I don't know about many other coaches and many other GMs. But I think that he is a serviceable, smart, athletic center that doesn't miss time. Ability, like the best abilities, dependability, right? Like, or availability. Sorry about that. He has that in spades. But there's a reason why this was an undrafted free agent. There's a reason why, I mean, how long was he in the NFL before he even got a shot? Like, this was not a one-year player, not a two-year player. This was a, the only person that wants Jake Brindle is Chris Forster, who's the 49ers offensive line. This guy didn't start a game in his first or second year in the NFL. Third year, he had three starts. Then he joined the 49ers, sat for a year. Now three straight seasons as the starting center. I don't think he's never been on a team without Chris Forster. So not GMs, not coaches. It's Chris Forster. Love child. Like, and I'm sure he's a great locker room guy. I'm sure he's awesome. I'm sure he's great. How could you start three consecutive years and not improve at all? In fact, get worse every single year. That's where I am. So yes, do I and the 49ers disagree? 100%. 100%. So Invader says Feliciano told it like it was with Burford. He just told the world to put some respect on Jake Brindle's name. Who am I to argue? Disagreements are fine. I am going straight off tape. That's it. And again, toughness, got to give him his props. But it's hard to win in the NFL with somebody that only plays for a second and a half to two counts every single play and just quits. Just quits. That's not an opinion. That is factual evidence and tape. I'm not good at most things. I'm pretty damn good at watching tape. And right here, Mike, yeah, appreciate you, man. He watches too many plays and just can't sustain blocks. And that's like the draft report on him, too. Like, no player strength whatsoever. Like, he'll run into a linebacker and just fall off. He'll run into a linebacker, make contact, and cannot sustain. He just can't sustain blocks, period. And one of the major reasons for short yardage issues, we can't run in between the guards because he's so bad. Now, him next to Aaron Banks last year was cataclysmic bad. Him next to Banks with Isaac Garrido running, cataclysmic bad. Like, there's a lot of factors, not just Jake Brindle, but he is the worst. He is the worst. Monkey Boy, appreciate you. We're worse now than at the beginning of the offseason, but we make great coaching changes and have young talent coming down the pipeline. With free agents, depth, that's what it's going to be for this year. 11 draft picks, the future isn't as bleak as I thought. No, the 49ers still have a great roster. And I really do like Trey Brown. There's a lot of positives to his tape. And I really like DeMarcus Robinson. Like, he is what I've been clamoring for as far as a veteran, experienced outside wide receiver that could get separation. Now, he's long in the tooth, got the DUI suspension coming. We'll see what that is, but we'll break that down later. It's not always sky is falling. It's rough, though. Like, you can't lose what you lost and not be like, ah. And see major positions of need like defensive tackle, now edge, center, just be, nah, we're good. We're good. And so maybe you get a couple signings late. I hope that you get a couple signings late at those positions. Because right now, if the draft was today, you have 11 picks. It has to be almost all offensive line and defensive line. But then you look at the 49ers free agent signings. Here's what you've added so far through free agency. You've added a tight end, a safety, a wide receiver, a corner, a linebacker, a safety. It is a constant neglect of positional value on the offensive defensive line. Didn't even draft a defensive lineman last year. You had all old aging vets. You didn't even draft one. there's some themes here. And this is the Shanahan. You know, how did they start Lynch and Shanahan whenever they came to the 49ers? We're going to build through the trenches, especially defensive line. They have just completely just, now let's just add more linebackers and corners and safeties. We're fine on the offensive line. We're fine on the defensive line. We don't have anybody to play there, Nick Bosa, but like, you do not have one other starter level player. And that's fine if you want to address that in the draft. You want to address defensive tackle and end of the draft. Can you get three starters? I think you can. You'd probably have to draft an end in the first round. And then defensive tackles, you can get them all the way up through round five, maybe even round six. But that's rough. So you're going into the draft in a way that's just like, we have to do this. Like, we have Sam Okwuanu is a starter right now. And I'm the biggest Sam O fan that exists. But you're talking about Sam Okwuanu and Evan Anderson are starters. Those were undrafted free agents last year. Well, Sam, we brought Sam over. He's been in the league for 2 years. Like, that's not how you win in the NFL. Those are role players that are tryhards and great guys and glue guys, but they're starters right now. They're starters. And that's cool if you're like, okay, we could do whatever with Jake Brendel. But Jake Brendel, Ben Bartsch, Colton McKivitz, you're asking not one, but two, but three guys to play above what they have done historically. That's rough. You're asking one guy, cool. Two guys on the offensive line, maybe. Three? Now, again, you're gonna add some players. You have to. But again, they didn't even draft a defensive lineman last year. Ugh. Yeah, that's where it is. Jack, Mr. Bowtie, you handsome devil. Appreciate the super chat. John, I'm craving brutal honesty. From what we know now, how should your average, this is his thing, your average Irish ginger adjust expectations for the 2025 season realistically? Okay, here we go. I'm going to be very honest right now. This is a Jed York issue. I wasn't planning on doing this today. I'm going to do this today, and this probably isn't going to benefit John Chapman, but if I'm going to be brutal, I'm my own boss, and this is there's a reason why I have not taken other jobs to make more money, but to have other people in control of exactly what I want to cover on this show. Jed York is now entering into phase three. And I hope that it's just a one-year reset, but I don't believe that to be the case. You had Jed York early, tampering, meddling, not a football person, making football decisions and screwed over what should have been a lasting freaking powerhouse with Harbaugh. He screwed it up. Screwed it up. Yeah, I mean, you can go back to the Tom Sula, and you can go back to his sister and all those things. They screwed things up. Dennis Erickson. I mean, you can go on and on and on. Awful, awful, awful. But you got Harbaugh, and then you ran him off. Then you went into the dark days. Jed learned his lesson, hired football people, and gave them control, Kyle Shanahan, and it worked perfectly. Did you get the ring? No. You were one play away. Twice. But you didn't get the ring. You have one bad year. It's hard not to mention Nick Sorensen in this point of the show. And now it seems like the wallet's just been pulled. And I hate to say it, but this Jed York looks a hell of a lot more like Jerry Jones. You look at the Cowboys and how they handle their off seasons. It's exactly like this every single year. And so I am terrified. I'm not saying he's going to do this, but this is step one of doing that, that you're basically no better off than the Dallas Cowboys and how they handle things, where winning is not the goal.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true. But money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorn lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Winning is not the goal. The goal has shifted. This is the Jerry Jones Dallas Cowboys. We're not concerned with winning. We are concerned with being competitive enough to fill the stands. That is the Dallas Cowboys Jerry Jones model. That dude don't give a shit about winning. I'm not saying Jed York's there now. I'm saying this is step one in that direction. And I hope this is a one-year reset. Let's build with our new foundation. But the foundation is there. Brock Purdy, CFC, Kittle, Ayuk, if you want to include him, Trent Williams, defensively, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Diamador Lenore, like Malik Mustafa. You've got a healthy, like, this isn't a complete tear down, rebuild. It does seem like we're going to build through the draft and we're going to see where it is. Now, you have to add free agent talent at some point. Seems like the Niners at this stage are just saying, not really, just a bunch of super cheap. Like, they haven't even announced what Trey Brown's getting paid. They haven't announced what half the contracts are, which tells me, you're not going after premier talent. You're going after who can we get cheap. That is the fact that those are the guys you're signing on the premium days of free agency. You're literally going, who can we get cheap? That's where we're going to target first. That's a problem. And that comes out with the NFL just put out today, the highest NFL adjusted cap rates, right? So the 49ers always roll forward all of this cap money, whatever else. The 49ers have the highest NFL adjusted cap, $341,000 or $1 million. Sorry. There is no other team. Lions have 306. Cowboys have 306. Again, things you have in common with the Cowboys. That's not a good thing. Let's see. Anybody else over three? Raiders, 314. They don't spend cash. Patriots, 322. They don't spend cash. Browns, 325. Do you see what I'm saying? That's who you are now aligning your ownership with. Patriots rebuilding, Browns don't give a damn, Raiders have no cash, and Jerry Jones has all the cash in the world, just won't spend it on his team. That's my, like, I didn't even know. I'm just looking at the chart now. I didn't even know that all those teams would be in this round. But I don't want to head that direction. I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not saying like I'm gone or what. I'm just saying I'm scared of this. I don't think that it's happening. But if it was happening and you look back, this is step one in that direction. That scares the shit out of me. Because we've had this period where Jed York was awesome and writing blank checks and still making hundreds, you know, billions and billions of dollars every single freaking year. Every single time. And so, like, what do you have in common with the Cowboys, the Browns, the Raiders? What do you have in common with those teams? Nothing. Should be nothing. The 49ers have $341 million, the highest adjusted cap. They're fine, cap-wise. They're just choosing. We ain't paying it. So I'm hoping this is just a real quick market correction to, hey, we're going to rebuild through the draft, and this is what we want to focus on. And then once we get closer to quote-unquote contention, then we can go all in again. I'm hoping that's the case. But at some point, you have to get starters on your damn team. And a lot of times the critique every single year when we're in this period in March, April, the comment of, man, we don't have room for these draft picks. Ain't nobody saying that shit now. Yeah, 11 draft picks. I wish the 49ers, if you had 20 draft picks, it would be enough. There are so many holes on this roster. Yeah, you've got your kind of core 8 to 10 guys. But outside of that, man, it is sparse. It is sparse. And so you have to get to a point where, man, if I'm being honest, I'm a little concerned. Even if you hit 4 stud starters this year in the draft, which is a goal, like that's what you did last year, that's not enough. You can't do that's if you had a great draft this year, that's not enough. Now, are you in contention? Yes, the 49ers are still the favorite to win the NFC West. It should be. They have a better roster than everybody else. The coaching improvements are dramatic. Nick Sorensen started this damn mess. I hate Nick Sorensen, but that's Kyle's fault. You trusted a guy that was a horrible coach, and he just cost so many people their jobs. So much so, and that's Kyle's fault. You put that dude, you kept Snyder after you knew he was terrible, not one, but 2, but 3 years. Kyle's, this is part of the experience. If you're looking for blame, that's got to be involved there. And so, again, if we're going back to the draft is everything, which is, that's what the owner seems to be saying, the general manager seems to say, and the head coach are all pointing to, we got to go through the draft. We got to go through the draft. Well, if you want to know what this season's up to, well, it goes down to one thing. The NFL draft is now paramount for roster construction for the 49ers. This year, can't miss. It's going to be epic, and I hope that you come with us. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year 6. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day 1 and day 2 of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open 1 day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance, show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets today for day 1 and day two of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, let's get to what I wanted to get to. I appreciate you guys getting me off topic. Back in my teaching days, I taught for 15 years, right? Like, it was always fun, and the kids would always try to get me off topic, you know, whatever, as all high school students do. But those are always the good times. And so I understand that anytime you criticize a billionaire, people get very, very upset. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of emails about how great Jed York is and whatever else. And I'm thankful that he is our owner. I would take him over a lot of owners. I am skeptical. Is this the first step in that direction? And if it is, that really, 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 really bothers me. Really bothers me. So let's focus on the players we do got. And DeMarcus Robinson and Trey Brown. Let's talk DeMarcus Robinson. So I just finished a breakdown right before I went live. All 22 tape breakdown that's up on our Patreon and on the 49ersrush.com. So go sign up if you haven't yet. Go to player breakdowns. You'll see it there. You want to know what he offers? It's right there. DeMarcus Robinson is a crafty, separating wide receiver, consistent production, but has always been a wide receiver three or four in the NFL. Now, he's coming off his most productive season. So much so, he got more snaps, more receiving yards, and more targets than Cooper Kupp did in both of their playoff games combined this past year. 7 touchdowns. Now, his stats, he's not a fantasy-type wide receiver. He's not going to be that for the 49ers either. I do believe DeMarcus Robinson will be a starter on this 49ers team. Regardless, if Brandon Ayuk is healthy, I think that kind of checks that down. But if Brandon Ayuk is going to miss time, which I think everybody kind of thinks he will, you're talking the wide receiver pecking order is Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, then DeMarcus Robinson. You want to throw in Jacob Cowing after that? Cool. But DeMarcus Robinson is going to be playing football. And now he's 6'1", 203, got a 2-year, $9.5 million contract, $6 million guaranteed. He's only missed one game in 9 years. This dude has been dependable in his role. He's a role player guy that is going to help the 49ers and help Brock Purdy. Separation, separation, separation. That's what he does. He was a 4th-round pick to the Chiefs back in 2016. This dude has been playing longer than Kyle Shanahan's been with the Niners. Another Florida guy. Yeah. Ricky and DeMarcus Robinson, Florida boys out there. And Chris K says Ricky's going to surprise some people this year. He sure as hell better. I'm excited. I traded for Ricky Pearsall in my dynasty. Great things are ahead. Now, DeMarcus Robinson's coming off a DUI where he's going over 100 miles an hour. Is he going to be suspended? Probably should. It is probably going to happen to start the season, which is when you need him the most. So, like, if Ayuk's missing the start and, you know, DeMarcus Robinson gets a 1 or 2 game suspension, that's trouble. That hurts. Now, he has a kiddo, one of the coolest kiddo names ever, Thunder. His son's name is Thunder Robinson. That's pretty badass. Now, go back to the combine 9 years ago. 33-inch arms. This dude has longer arms than Colton McKivitz almost. Ran a 4.5940, never won with speed. So whenever you're talking about plus 30-year-old wide receivers like DeMarcus Robinson, has he ever won with speed? No. So the older they get, their game stays. Think about the Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin was pretty fast, but he never won with speed. He won with physicality, strong, precise routes running, and just pure grade A alpha toughness, whatever you want to call it. That didn't ever go away. Watching the tape of DeMarcus Robinson last year, crafty route runner, man. He just creates. He creates not with speed, not with agility, not with hips, but with great footwork. And just, he was a stud basketball player. You could tell he got that crossover Jordan Reed type move at the top of his routes. 34.5-inch vertical, 123 broad, 6.773 cone. That is kind of off the charts. Here is the DeMarcus Robinson spider chart over at mockdraftable.com. And again, his two most elite traits, and they are still there today. He is in the 79th percentile of arm length and 3-cone drill. Shifty, change of direction. Kyle Shanahan loves wide receivers with good 3-cones. This guy has it in spades. He's not fast, 22, 22nd percentile. It's just change of direction and long arms. That is how DeMarcus Robinson wins. That's how he wins. And again, you know, talking about what he did in the playoff stretch, they were the closest team to beating the Philadelphia Eagles. And he was a chief part of that. He's, I liked his tape a lot. Career number three wide receiver. And here's what's crazy. He's been in the league 9 years. Every single team he's been on has made the playoffs every single year. Nine consecutive years. Now he's with the Chiefs for like 5 years. Then he was with the Ravens for 1 year. And then he was with the Rams for 2 years. So I think it was 9 years. He's played 17 career playoff games. He has a whole extra season of just playing in big time moments, including a Super Bowl win against, guess who? The 49ers in 2019. I hate that. Anytime somebody has a Super Bowl, it's freaking against us. Anyway, last year had his career high with 7 touchdowns receiving. Doubt that he'll redo that. Again, he's a 30-catch, 450-yard, 4-touchdown guy. He's a number three wide receiver. That's just what he is. But what's crazy to me is his yards per reception have gone up not one, not two, but 3 consecutive years. He had 17.2 yards per reception. So even though speed's not really his game, a lot of that's playing with Matthew Stafford. Like, man, he might be the fastest wide receiver of the big three. Like, he's faster than Puka and Cooper. But McVay, you know, makes a specialty with those guys right there. My film notes, fluid, good change of direction, gets great separation continuously without speed. His deep drag routes and shallow drag routes, A++. Awesome. And the game that I broke down was against Seattle, which probably his best game last season. And guess what? Gets to play Seattle twice again next season. And his biggest plays were against Devin Witherspoon, their best cover guy, who's a physical guy. But whenever you get somebody that's 6'1", 200 pounds, can't really out-physical him. Now, Devin Witherspoon's more physical, but guess how DeMarcus Robinson wins? Savvy, crafty, whatever. And he had some of his best plays against Witherspoon. I think that's huge. Not a yards after catch guy. He does his work beforehand. So that's a little bit of a adjustment for the Shanahan wide receivers. But I think that's what Brock Purdy needs. Open wide receivers, Brock can find them. Get him open wide receivers. Brock throwing into tight. The Debo Brock thing never really solidified. This is better, right? Brock Purdy's good with Pearsall. Brock Purdy's good with Ayuk. Brock Purdy's good with Juwan Jennings. Well, not saying that he's one of those types of wide receivers, but he gets separation like they do. Again, not a yards after catch to DeMarcus Robinson. He had one forced missed tackle last year. That's it. He works before the catch. Smart, scheme friendly. Does have 20 drops in his career. Now 9 years, it's about 2.5 drops a year. Not awful. Polished role player, knows his role, sticks to his role. Played outside the majority of his career. But last year, and again, this is anytime they did empty sets. So let me back up. McVay and the Rams, he loves putting wide receivers in the slot. DeMarcus Robinson was almost exclusively an outside wide receiver unless they were doing empty sets. If they were doing empty sets, then DeMarcus Robinson was the number three inside slot guy almost every single time exclusively. So he had about 40% of his snaps in the slot last year, which is beyond a career high. I don't think he'll be that with the 49ers. So I really like him. I expect him to start. Got to see what happens with, you know, his suspension. And what that looks like. So, yeah, Jared, that's the DUI issue, right? We'll have to see that. And you can go back. You know, I went back and looked at DeMarcus Robinson's high school, college. He's got a lot of checkered past there. Issues with being suspended and whatever else. Now, he's a 9-year vet. So, whatever those issues were, you kind of have to throw out. But with the DUI and the pending whatever, yeah, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. And so that's something you got to talk about for sure. I don't know what that's going to be. Hopefully he just misses one game. That's what I'd like. Floyd right here. If the 49ers sign Cooper Kupp, what's the wide receiver pecking order? Again, this is somebody that took Cooper Kupp's role. Not role. He took his targets and snaps. So, yes, I would love to have Cooper Kupp. No doubt about it. I don't think the 49ers are going to be involved in that. And I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. You guys tell me that. I would like that. Oh, here we go. Jets are releasing Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, who cares about that? Don't care about that. And there's a trade for Bills and Cowboys for Kyer Elam and a six. Don't care about that. Yeah, so I don't think that they're going to sign Kupp personally. I think Kupp will get more money. And there's a lot of teams fighting for Kupp already. So I doubt he comes here. I wouldn't be upset by it, though, for sure. They will add a wide receiver in the draft, probably. I think so, too. Let's see here. Crafty is a good description. Yep. Invader. I think Robinson is a fit with Purdy. I agree. I agree with that. The three cone. Thank you, Ben. Yes. Killed the Seahawks in overtime last year. Big plus. Yeah, scored a couple touchdowns on them. Really, really did a good job. He's great in the red zone. Great in the red zone. He uses that dead leg move to the inside and then breaks outside. And that three cone shows up right there all the time. All the time. That growth is indicative of what we can see from him. I agree. I think that this is where he fits. I really, really do. And so, yeah, we'll have to kind of keep going and see what else is out there. Yeah, not worried about the DUI. Yeah, I it sucks because we're going to need him early. Now, his blocking, Shane, love this question. You don't see a lot of it. McVay has his guys. McVay runs the Shanahan scheme, but he's adapted it into his own animal. So, like, a lot of people compare DeMarcus Robinson to Juwan Jennings. I don't think that that's a very good comp at all. A lot of the run blocking is kind of like a stock block where he'll fake a route and then just kind of wall off the corner. He doesn't just go try to kill people. But there are a handful of plays in the goal line where they line him up as the wide receiver plus. That's where Cooper excels at. And what I mean by a wide receiver plus or a tight end plus or however you want to use that term is you're a wide receiver, so you count for 11 personnel or whatever. But you get in there and you block because you're a big body guy. This is 6'1", 203. He gets in there in the goal line and he's a feisty little booger. So it's just like, you don't see it all the time. He has it. You can flip it on. But a lot of times you got some brother-in-law going. Tyreek Woolen, who I consider a very soft corner for the Seattle Seahawks. Height, weight, speed, athletic freak. But he got benched because he couldn't tackle Juwan Jennings, right? Well, you see DeMarcus Robinson and Gabe Tate, whenever he has to block Tyreek Woolen, they both just kind of like hold their hands up and just like patty cake each other. We call it brother-in-law because you're trying to do a favor to somebody like, hey, man, let's just not go too hard this play. So you see that. Now, you don't see him miss blocks, but you also don't see him go all out. So can he, you know, hit that switch and be that guy blocking? But there's enough tape there to say, yeah, he can run block. Can you make him want to do it all the time? That's where that is. Now, right here, Ben, he says he's a Conley upgrade. It's funny because I think they're both outside wide receivers. Conley is a height, weight, speed freak. I don't think DeMarcus Robinson fits there. So I would argue you don't have the vertical stretching ability as much. Like, you'll see him try to run, like, stream route, like, fades, goes, whatever, DeMarcus Robinson. He's not stacking corners. Chris Conley could stack corners still 10 years into the league. That dude, I mean, he's built like Julio Jones. I mean, he is an absolute freak, Chris Conley is. If you just look at height, weight, speed, the way his body's built, vertical, all that stuff. He's one of the best wide receiver metrics, but not as good a football player. I would argue DeMarcus Robinson's a better football player, better route runner. But again, more horizontal separation. Stop me if you heard that before. Instead of vertical separation. He ain't stacking corners vertically. That's not what he does. His big plays are corner routes, post routes, deep drags, flag routes, things like that. And man, he is good at those. And guess what? 49ers don't throw a lot of fades. They don't do that. They do some of the leak stuff, but yeah, I think that's kind of where he is. Invader, Robinson looks faster than his 4.6 time. Yeah, again, I agree with that. I do agree with that. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Just make sure I don't miss anything before we wrap up this conversation. Rusty, appreciate you, man. Let's put a bow on this one. Loved Connolly, and I agree. Robinson may offer that upgrade. He's a better pairing. He's a better pairing with Brock Purdy. Chris Conley, that's a better pairing for a Trey Lance, a vertical pass thrower. But I'm just saying, that Trey Lance move, drafting Aaron Banks, getting Danny Gray, you tried to kind of adjust. We're going to stretch the field vertically. And then you settled on Purdy, which, and I don't mean like settle like a bad way, but you eventually settled, but Purdy's your quarterback moving forward. It should be completely different skill set. One of the weakest arms in the NFL. So how do you adjust that? Horizontal separation, not vertical separation. I know somebody's listening to this saying, yeah, but you know, the average depth of target. I'm not saying he can't throw it deep. I'm saying this dude ain't got a rocket launcher, and the deep passes are not his jam. Can he throw 20-yard in-breakers? Yes. Can he throw, like, the corner routes? Yes. Can he throw the fade routes? Not really his thing. Not really his thing. And if you want that type of guy, that's Jacob Cowan. But I'll remind you, when Jacob Cowan went out there and had that 50-yard reception, he didn't get one more target for six consecutive weeks. Not one more target after he burned past a guy. Brock Purdy underthrew me, has to come back and catch it. 50-yard reception, awesome. Not one more target. Six consecutive weeks after that. So I don't think, I don't know. Ugh, man. Anyway, got to take a deep breath after that one. All right, so now I'm excited about this. We got Trey Brown. This one, a little bit different than almost all the 49ers draft picks and signings and free agency the past few years. He's an upside signing, and they still haven't even leaked out or said what the contract details are, but that's what we're going to do next. We're going to break down Trey Brown, who right now is a starter and is your cornerback number three. But before we do that, if you're going to bet anything, you know where you got to go.
If you're serious about sports betting, you need a sports book that actually works for you, and that's why I use MyBookie. I've been working with them for over 5 years now. And MyBookie, you're in control. Better odds, better wins, less hassle than other guys with the biggest selection of player bets and prop bets. Early cash out options, live betting lets you jump in at any time. So if you miss it before tip-off or game time starts, guess what? You get to play your way. Whether you're locking in picks pregame, riding the action live, MyBookie makes sure you always have access to the action. It's not just sports. MyBookie hosts the party that never ends with full-fledged casino. They've got everything from blackjack, roulette, video poker, slots, you name it. So if you're new to MyBookie, sign up now with promo code 49ERS or use this QR code next to me. Get a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Remember, gambling's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's all about building up your funds over time. Don't settle for second-rate book. Bet smarter, win bigger, only at MyBookie.
All right, let's get to our second big addition. And again, I think out of all the players the 49ers have added, I think only two have an even opportunity to be quote-unquote starters. If you want to throw Luke Farrell in there as your tight end two, I'm cool with that. He is going to be the tight end two. It's Trey Brown, okay? And played for two of the teams I hate the most. Went to college, Oklahoma, hate Oklahoma. And he played for the Seahawks, hate the Seahawks. Tulsa Union High School, great program in Oklahoma there. Now, he's smaller. Like, this is a little bit of a curveball to me because he's got a ridiculous injury history, which we're going to detail. He's smaller than most of the corners that we have on this roster. And it's not like he's a nickel guy. A lot of people keep calling him a nickel guy. He hasn't played that. Doesn't mean he can't. I think that this is a home run, swing for the fences type trade, where you are betting on him becoming healthy, even though he hasn't. 2023 was great tape. And I haven't done the video breakdown for the 49ersrush.com yet, but whenever I do, it's going to have to be 2023 tape because it's 2024. He was injured nonstop. He just posted on social media, I was injured all last year. Niners, you're getting the best of me. You're getting a guy that's going to go all, something along those lines. So his injury history is long. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bullet points just since he's been in the NFL. Niners typically don't go after guys like this, but I think, and usually whenever you don't get numbers out, it's because this is a cheap deal, super cheap deal. Because if it's a big money deal, the agent is always calling somebody at NFL Network, put this out there because I want everybody to know what this guy got. I think that this is the 49ers got somebody on a cheap, cheap deal. And again, back to my criticism of Jed York and the 49ers. If right now your only goal is who are the cheapest options we can get that are fits but are super cheap, this guy fits that mold. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean you're not getting a great player. That's not what I'm saying at all. 5'10, 185. He's small. His nickname, I love his nickname, T2. Ah, Terminator, baby. T2. Which I have to say, probably one of the best movie soundtracks of all time, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Ooh, man, goodness, going to get me going. Now, you're hoping for 2023. He was a stud there. The other 3 years, not great. Got his job taken by Devin Witherspoon. I can't really fault him for that. Not a nickel guy. You look at his kind of snaps, he has 1,066 snaps outside corner. 24 slot snaps. It's like when people keep telling me that like Luke Farrell's going to be a fullback. And I'm just like, no, he's not. No, you have not watched his tape at all. And you have not looked at his snap counts at all. Luke Farrell had zero snaps in the backfield last year and only 30 his entire career. And that is not his skill set. Like he needs to block somebody right in front of his face. He's not, he's all right getting to the second level, but like you asked Luke Farrell to do what Kyle Juszczyk did. You're a moron. And maybe the Niners do that, but I'm just saying that is stupid. That's not his skill set. So if you're talking about Trey Brown, you see 5'10", 185, and you're like, oh, nickel. That's a nickel corner. No, he's not. You look at what he did in the combine. He had a terrible three cone, a very bad three cone. So change of direction, not his thing. So you get a 5'10 corner with a not good change of direction? Yeah. So what can he do? He's fast. 4.4 speed, 4.42 is what he ran at the combine. Then he ran a 4.40 at his pro day. 38-inch vertical. Short shuttle was better than the three cone, which that's good. So if you want to use shuffle technique corner, that's fine. You don't do that in the slot. There's a reason why Trey Brown only has 25 snaps in the slot. He played outside at OU too. Like, I understand why people see 5'10", 185 and say nickel corner. He ain't that. That's not it. And trust me, Diamandour Lenore has made it abundantly clear, I play nickel. This would be if the 49ers started today. Your outside corners in two cornerback sets, right? 12, 21 personnel, whatever, would be Diamandour Lenore and it would be Renardo Green. Those are your outside corners. Then nickel happens. Well, Demo shifts inside. Trey Brown comes in, kind of like Yottam did last year, kind of like Renardo Green did last year. So Demo's role ain't changing. Renardo bumps to the Charvarius Ward role, and Trey Greenlaw bumps to the Renardo Green slash Isaac Yottam role. If that happened now, if the season started today, now you, that could change if you draft, you know, a corner or you sign somebody else or whatever else. But he's a good player. Trey Brown is a good player, but let's talk injuries. Sorry, before we get injuries, let me wrap up his high school profile. Smart kid. Two-time academic Big 12 member, returner upside, had 55 kickoff returns in college. I doubt the Niners will ask him to do that, but the 49ers value players that can return kicks. So Trey Brown, injuries, yikes. 2021, he started off the season with a knee sprain through, I think, training camp is whenever he got it. So he started off on IR, then gets activated, then has a patella tendon injury. This is back in 2021, so this is 4 years ago. That ruins careers. Josh Simmons, like, ruins careers. That's what Drake Jackson's got. Had surgery, missed the first four games into 2022, his sophomore year, but rebounded nicely. When you're young and you get injured, it's a little bit different sometimes. But anyway, recovers, had no other injuries in 2022. Then he goes out in 2023, by far his best season. By far his best play, was awesome. Two interceptions, locked down, one of the best press cover corners in the NFL. But then He missed two games with a toe, turf toe type, whatever. But overall, pretty good. Then 2024, man, he played through. He had a rough heel injury that happened against the Niners. He had hamstring issues on and off, missed four games total. And so if you look at his career so far through 4 years, just finished his rookie contract with Seahawks, Trey Brown has missed 39 games in 4 years. That's almost 10 games a year. Niners don't go after this type of guy. That's what makes me think, look, man, let's get him in on the cheap. We're betting on what he has in 2023. Can he replicate that? He's saying he's finally healthy. All players always say that. He was a fourth rounder. The funny thing is, you know, I brought up Luke Farrell. He went right ahead of Luke Farrell and Jalen Moore back in that 2021 draft. So those players were all right there in a very, very close window of about 15 picks. And so, yeah, he's a good player. Tape's not bad, but you got to go back to 2023. Stats, all that stuff, not great. Not great. The thing that makes him what he is he's a press outside man corner. That's what he is. Decent against the run. Decent against the run. Not great. Feisty, always competing. Press man. What PFF had a rating for press man technique. He had a 90.1 grade, which was number one in the NFL that year in 2023. Only had 145 snaps, though. Durability is a major, major concern. Hips are great. Wish he had better instincts. Good versus the run. Not great. Only four solo stops in his entire career. But he's kind of in the way. Like, he fills his gap integrity, fitting outside on the outside run. Just not going to make a lot of tackles. So, Trey Brown, like, anomaly. Niners typically don't go after these guys. But the fact that nobody's talked about how big this contract is or quote-unquote is not tells me this is a cheap, maybe incentive-laced deal, but you are getting a cheap, cheap, cheap guy. And you're hoping for 2023 tape. That's what you're hoping for. So anyway, let me go back through the chat. I was kind of going a little too hard on my notes there. But that's Trey Brown. I'm not seeing a lot of Trey Brown stuff on here. So just going to keep scrolling. Here we go. I want to make sure I'm really, really bad at just jumping to the next thing and then doubling back, which I don't like doing. I want to get better at wrapping in a bow, whatever, but you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. Right here, bid still 13 minutes for Dre to change his mind. The league year starts in, at 13 minutes at 1 o'clock. So it's right here, 15 minute warning. So Dre ain't changing his mind. He got more years, more money than we were offering, and he gets to be the number one and captain and play caller. It makes sense for Dre. He's my favorite player in the NFL. I don't think that's going to change. He's no longer my favorite player on the 49ers. I think D'Amador Lenore. I have a problem, and this is just the way, this is a character flaw. It's just funny because, like, I became a fan because of Jerry Rice and kind of all that stuff. But, like, whoever everybody's favorite is can't be my favorite. I'm like a hipster favorite guy, right? Like, I can't do it if it's the cool thing to do. So, like, everybody loved Patrick Willis, and I love Patrick Willis. Paid a lot of money to get Patrick Willis out at one of our parties. I love him. Navarro Bowman was my guy. I love Fred Warner. I absolutely love Fred Warner. Paid a lot of money to get him out at one of our 40 Yards Rush Trip events. Dre Greenlaw was my guy. And so, I don't know. Early lead is going to be D'Amador Lenore. I think he's going to be kind of everybody's favorite. I love how he claps back at everybody. And I love that he got his deal done early. Dre Greenlaw got his deal done early. Like, there's certain things that just tell me team first. And I'm not saying those other guys aren't those. And I know Kittle is kind of like everybody's. But, man. So, to wrap up the two players, Trey Brown, I would love Trey Brown to be a cornerback 5 or 4 and help with special teams. He has 158 special team snaps in his career. That's what I want him to be. I would have no problem if Trey Brown has to step in, if he's healthy, as an outside corner. So if he's 3, 4, or 5 outside corner, I'd be happy. I prefer 5. Okay with 4. 3's a little bit of a stretch. You still got to add or draft corners. Have to. Have to. Right here. Rob. John, it's too much stress with you and Wayne are live at the same time. Wayne's the best, man. That dude goes live all the time. I used to try to like channel my times around other content creators. It's impossible. They're so damn busy. And Wayne is worthy of your time much more than I am. That dude is incredible. And I think he's with Mike. Bam show's going on right now. I love Mike. He's freaking awesome. But yeah, it's hard because if I keep track of everybody else, and so what I've done in the past is I try to wait, and then I just don't record, and that's bad. So I've learned if I could do a show, especially with homeschooling and all the other stuff that's going on in my life right now. We'll keep that away. But yeah, whenever I can get a show out, I get a show out now. It's just take what you can get. It's what it is. So I'm liking some of the comments in this question. And in the comments, Rusty right here, Marquez Valdes-Scantling to the Seahawks. Well, they've replaced the DK vertical threat. That's all Marquez Valdes-Scantling can do. And, you know, he's tried to play with the best quarterbacks. Now he gets Sam Darnold. Darnold's got a rocket. And yeah, they're going to, I mean, he's a clear out space guy. Marquez Valdes, he can run straight. Just not a very good wide receiver. He's just a sprinter, track guy who happens to play football. Aaron, John loves Pooney, but Aaron Banks was this guy. That is not the case. Absolutely not. And I love Trent Williams, but I can't have an OU guy as my favorite player. Can't do it. So yeah, no, I love Pooney. I'm cool with KU. I'm all right with that. I could be okay with that. I don't like KU anything. I hate their basketball program, but football, I don't mind it. I know I coached with a lot of guys that used to coach on Mangini's staff. And so they were good guys with great stories, and just they were all cool guys. You want to go back to the Mangini, whatever. Anyway, it's what it is. Rick says, too much content. I stick with you, a Peacock. It, never too much. It, like, some people I know devour everything because I get emails. So-and-so said this, said this, said this. What are your thoughts on this? And I appreciate those. I appreciate all the conversations. And there's enough room for everybody. I'm not somebody that, I love competition, everything, but not whenever it comes to people feeding their families. That's why, man, I hope everybody makes way more money than I do. And I'm very thankful to be able to do that. I mean, shoot, this is episode 1,368. And we've got a badass draft party coming up, which I'm so pumped about. This is a milestone check mark on my, I don't know, bucket list, whatever. I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited. I really hope you guys come out. 40hoursrushroadtrip.com. But, man, there's enough room for everybody out here, and especially with – it's funny because I'll talk to players and, you know, we go do these rush road trips at all these away stadiums. And so I always try to touch base and connect with other fans that run similar things to what we do. There's not a lot of people that – but there are travel clubs and whatever. And, like, I'll have conversation and drinks with them and all this stuff and – no other teams have this. I hope y'all know you are positively spoiled in a positive way. And that is a good thing. And you get to pick your poison. You want clickbait? We got a lot of that. You want negativity? We got a lot of that. You want guys that just refuse and will never criticize the 49ers ever? We got that. You want fans? Yeah, that's where I am, right? You got that. You got film junkies that exists. You got beat reporters that like that is badass. And I'm going to encourage everybody. If you just listen to my show, go check out some other shows. And if you start listening to them more than you listen to me, that's not a loss. Obviously, I want you to always listen to my show. But man, if there's somebody out there that can make you and your fan experience better, that's badass, man. And Wayne does that for me. I know Wayne's not everybody's thing, but Wayne is freaking, that dude's working his ass off right now. I'm so impressed by what that dude's put together. Anyway, love you guys. It's been a rough show. Y'all made me start off with Jake Brindle and Jed York. Yeah, that's not cool. but we got through it. The positive, if you're looking for that, DeMarcus Robinson's going to be a contributor on this team for 2 years. That's going to happen. The low guaranteed money means he's not going to be a salary cap casualty unless there's a major injury. Trey Brown, that's a swing for the fences cheap option. And so if you're doing a swing for the fence type guy that doesn't really fit your profile with, you know, being available, not injured, versatility, he ain't got that. He's an outside corner only. And injury history, whatever. But whenever you get that type of guy super cheap and young, you're basically betting, look, Trey, here's the sales pitch that I think happened. Trey, come here. Play the Seahawks twice a year. Have a one-year prove-it deal. And if you ball out, look at all the guys we got paid everywhere else. Everybody wants Niners. Come here, stay healthy, prove who you can be, then go sign, you know, a $10 million deal, long-term deal elsewhere. This is your career rebound, and we're going to give you that chance. Look at our corners. You're going to get snaps with us, buddy. That makes sense. And so will the 49ers bolster that Trey Brown signing with a young draft pick? Yeah, but guess who's going to get first dibs? For the 49ers, it will always be the vet. I don't care if it's a second-round corner again. We saw the same thing last year with Renardo Green. Isaac Yiadom got first dibs till he got injured. Renardo Green came in, never relinquished. Same thing with Dominic Pooney. Same thing with, you can go on and on and on. So you tell him, Trey Brown, look, dude, we give vets first option here. You come in healthy. You show up all the time. You get that playbook down. You're going to get first dibs. And if you stay healthy and play like you did in 2023, that's your job. You go get paid elsewhere. I'm cool with that. And I like that kind of blueprint and the way you're building that out. Create a meritocracy and competition at that spot. I'm cool with that. Now, the flip side to that, Joe, the defensive line is awful. You better be a damn good corner because we ain't getting pressure on the quarterback with what we got now. Anyway, you guys are awesome. And yeah, it's not easy right now. I'm getting so many texts, emails, talk me off a ledge, talk me off a ledge, talk me off a ledge. It's hard to do that all the time. I could do that, but I want to be true to who I am and the way I see things. I hope this is just the first and last step to mimicking other teams that don't prioritize winning and prioritize profits over that. You're already a billionaire, Jed. That's cool if you want to reset and try to rebuild a youthful, competitive team around Brock Purdy. I have no issues with that. But just allow this to be a reset year and not a trend going forward. You don't want to be Jerry Jones. Nobody wants to be Jerry. Jerry Jones wakes up not wanting to be Jerry Jones. Let the Crypt Keeper stay in Dallas. We don't want that here. Anyway, y'all are awesome. Love you guys. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.